At least some people in Kiev longed for peace amid the largest prisoner exchange since the war began. Yet their dreams of a peaceful future were brutally interrupted overnight, with officials saying Russia launched 14 ballistic missiles and 250 drones in the early hours of Saturday. The army claimed Ukrainian forces shot down 6 missiles and stopped most of the drones before they reached Kiev. Yet the reality of war was still visible. Air defense systems were activated throughout the city as drone debris struck residential and non-residential buildings. Witnesses said they hit apartment blocks in the Dnipropetrovsk district and a shopping center in Obolon, in Kiev's northern suburbs. Fires broke out on multiple building floors, with residents reportedly hospitalized and significant damage reported. The strike comes just a day after Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov vowed retaliation for over 800 recent Ukrainian drone attacks on Russian soil, including in Moscow. An air alert in Kiev lasted more than 7 hours, underscoring the intensity and reach of the overnight attack. The strike happened hours after Russia and Ukraine began their largest prisoner exchange since the war broke out more than 3 years ago. Hundreds of soldiers and civilians, the first phase of a deal agreed in Istanbul, Turkey, were released. Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustem Umerov confirmed that 1,000 prisoners would be released on each side over the coming days. He said he hopes this will begin the road to peace.
Ukraine wants peace. The first step is to, as we indicated in our Istanbul visit, we wanted a ceasefire. We were ready. We couldn't achieve it, but we're working on it. Second one is prisoners of war and civilians. We achieved 1,000 for 1,000. And the next, after this, if it will be successful, as I said, firstly is the exchanges, second is a ceasefire, and third step is a leaders meeting. Our president came to Turkey and he was waiting for a meeting. And after discussions with President Erdogan, he decided to send a Ukrainian team that was led by me.
The minister thanked US President Donald J. Trump and European partners for seeking to end Europe's deadliest conflict since World War II. More than 1 million people, including hundreds of thousands of soldiers, are believed to have been killed or injured since Russia launched the full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Millions more have been displaced by the clashes, including many women and children who were often forced to flee alone, as many men had to stay behind. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.